on being the ideal me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today on being the ideal me. Now, how in the world can we ever be the ideal me? How can we ever be the ideal that we are? Well, the only way we can be the ideal that we are is to practice being the ideal that we are. If we say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal body, my ideal body. What is my ideal body? My ideal body is a body that is always functioning perfectly. My ideal body is a body that functions every whit bit perfect, no matter what it is. No matter whether it's my eyes, ear, nose, throat, or whether it's any ligaments or any muscles, whether it's anything at all, it's perfect. Now, how can it function perfectly if I will visualize it not functioning perfectly? Well, it won't. I have the joy and the privilege of visualizing my body whole and perfect. I have the joy and the truth of visualizing my body as it was originally created to be. And when I can take my thought and my attitude to my original purity and integrity, when I can take my thought and attitude always to who I really am, then, of course, that's what I'll be. People look at us and they see us by how we see ourselves. And when we have a happy attitude, they see us as a happy attitude, and they say, that's a happy person. When they see us acting strongly, chest out, shoulders back, chin up, walking with pride, with joy, and with enthusiasm, they say, that person's a healthy person. That person's a wonderful person. That person's a good person. And you see, everything about us is a reflection of who we are. And the reflection of who we are is from the inside out. And so, if we want to be our ideal being, be the ideal me, then we must work on that reflection that we have. Now, what is your reflection of who you are? What is my reflection of who I am? Well, I like to be a happy person. I like to be a joyous person. I like to always do everything as well as I know how to do it. I like to always be harmonious with my neighbors and my friends and my family. I like to always live in a joyful attitude of mind and heart and being. And when I do, when I live in a joyful attitude of heart, mind, and being, then that's being my ideal me. For what is my ideal being? As created by the infinite of all, which, of course, I create momently, that ideal me is the happy me. That ideal me is the ideal me. That ideal me is the joyous me. That ideal me is the wonderful me, the fantastic me. Now, can I always be that way? Well, you say no. Sometimes you feel sad. Sometimes you're unhappy. Sometimes you have an illness. Sometimes you have a problem. But do you really? Do you really have a problem? Sometimes do you really have an illness? Sometimes do you really feel sad sometimes? Or are you just telling yourself you're feeling sad? You see, oftentimes we tell ourselves things that are not really true. We tell ourselves that we are unhappy or that we are not as ideal as we'd like to be, and we'd like to improve. Well, all of those sort of thoughts get you in trouble. For when you live the thought that I am ideal right now, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body right now, I am ideal right now, everything I do is wonderful and beautiful right now, I am the expression of all that is good right now, I like me right now, I am good right now. You see, there is only the time right now. There is only the moment right now. We cannot be looking to a future possibility or a future opportunity. We cannot be looking at a tomorrow that never comes. We can only look at the now, the instant moment now, where we are. And when we say, I like me, in the instant moment now than we like ourselves in the instant moment now. And we keep saying it, and then every single moment we continue to like ourselves, and we continue to live in the happiness, the joyfulness, the perfection, the goodness that we are. Now, is that what we want? Is that what we'd like in our life? Is that what we'd like in our world? Well, if that's what we'd like in our world, then that's what we speak. On being the ideal me, I always affirm it. On being the ideal me, I always speak my word and say, all is in divine order right now. On being the ideal me, I say, I am whole and perfect. On being the ideal me, I say, my body is the temple of the living spirit. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. You see, they seem like they're affirmations, which they are, but they are only affirmations of truth about us. They're only statements of who we really are. It's the statement on being the ideal me. And the more I claim who I am, the more I claim the ideal that I am, the more I claim the perfection that I am, the more I claim that, the more I am that. And the more everyone in the universe is that. It's the principle upon which is based all action and reaction. It's the principle upon which is based all cause and effect. It is the principle of life, and it is how we live our life. Living our life from the ideal point of view, from the ideal recognition of who we are, and living our life in that manner, we have a fantastic life. We have a magnificent life. We have a joyous life. We have a fulfilled life in every way possible. Now, if we look at appearances, the appearances might say that we're unhappy, or the appearances might say that we have a sickness, or that we have a lack of money. The appearances might say anything. And then, when we count our blessings, when we count the blessings we have in our life, we find that we do have abundance. We find that we do have wholeness. We find that we do have everything in right order. All is in divine order. All is in right order. All is in perfection right now. And then as we make that claim upon ourselves, as we count our blessings, as we visualize our reality, as we assume who we really are and act that way, then that is exactly the way we are. That's exactly the way we will always be. Let's count our blessings every day, every moment of every day. And when we are counting our blessings, we have no time to count anything else. And so nothing else is getting attention. Nothing else is getting our observations and our awareness. The only thing that gets our awareness is all is in divine order. The only thing that gets our awareness is counting our blessings and counting them now and counting them again and again and again. And if you can only think of one blessing, keep counting it, keep counting it. And you'll have more coming because your life is filled with blessings. You're alive. You are smiling. You are happy. You are looking around you. You see a good movie. You go to a beautiful dance. You have wonderful people in your world. You are creating yourself a fantastic, glorious, joyous, marvelous person. And as you do this, every single thing in life is reflecting the ideal you. Count your blessings. Count them every single moment of your life. And as you count your blessings, you'll find that every single moment of your life is more and more wonderful, more and more fantastic, more and more glorious, more and more outstanding. But it's up to you, it's up to me, to count our blessings, because no one can do it for us. No one can tell us what our blessings are, only us. And as we count our blessings, we realize that we live in a fabulous world. We live in a glorious world. We live in a world filled with magic, filled with wonder, filled with good. And how wonderful that is. Yes, how wonderful that is. Are you ready for such a magical experience? Are you ready for such a fabulous experience? Are you ready? Well, It's just a matter of counting your blessings on being the ideal me. And when you are the ideal me, oh, life is wonderful. This day, as you count your blessings, and as I count my blessings, I find the world to be a wonderful place to be, and I'm as happy as I can be. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.